啊，大家会比较想睡觉。我想问几个问题啊，然后我们再开始来啊查考圣经。
Because we tend to be a little more sleepy in the afternoon, so I would like to ask everyone a few questions before we continue our study of the Bible.
啊，世界上最长寿的人是谁？
What is the longest living person in the world?
世界上最长寿的人是谁？
Who is the longest living person in the world?
马图撒拉，还有没有？
Methuselah.Are there any other answers?
马图撒拉不太对，还有
Methuselah is not quite right.
啊，神，哦，他神当然长寿，还有没有？
And we also have God. Of course, God is long living.、哦、but is there any other answers? Who is the longest living person in the world?
啊，世界上最长寿就是你呀、啊，还是我。
The longest living person in the world is you or me.
主耶稣说我们有永生啊。
Because Lord Jesus said we will have eternal life.
是不是我们最长寿？
And so that is why we are the longest living people on the world.
好，世界上最尊贵的人是谁？
Who is the most precious and noble people in this world?
世界上最尊贵的。
Who are the most precious and noble people in this world?
哦，是谁？是神，对人，我说人啊，最最最尊贵的人。哦
，Which people are the most noble?
啊，是不是奥巴马
？Is it President Obama?
哦，哦，世界上啊，信主的人，对。就是你跟我。
So the people who believe in God, and that is also you and me.
因为圣经说我们是君尊的祭司。
Because the Bible says we are a royal priesthood.
哦，圣洁的国度。
We are a holy nation.
属神的子民。
We are a people belonging to God.
哦，我们在想哦。
So let us think.
世界上最富有的人是谁
？Who are the wealthiest people in the world?
世界上最富有的啊
！Who are the wealthiest people in the world?
是我们。
The answer we gave is us.
是吗
？Is it us?
我们来看一段圣经啊。
So let us turn to a passage in the Bible.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
是三节。
Verse 13.
得智慧得聪明这个人便有福14节
14.
因为得智慧胜过银子他的利益强如精金15节
15.
比珍珠宝贝你一切所喜爱的都不足以比较这里在讲智慧的可贵
This is talking about the preciousness of wisdom、
哦、那14节说
And verse 14、
啊、得智慧胜过得银子利益强如精金
Verse 14 says, For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold.
现在人都很喜欢夸我多少钱，我有多少钱。
Today, people often like to boast how much money I have.
但是这里说，智慧给我们的利益胜过银子跟金金。
But in this verse, it says the profits and gain that we get from wisdom is more than that of silver and gold.
也就是说，很多金银，哦。买不到的东西啊，你因为你得到智慧都可以得到。
And that is saying, even those things that we are not able to purchase with silver and gold, we can obtain with wisdom.
因为那个是不是标价的，那商品里面标价的都是有限的。
Because those things that we put a monetary value on, like products, are all have a limited value.
那智慧的价值哈，不是标价标得出来的。
But the value of wisdom is not, we cannot just quantify it and give it a monetary value.
15节。
Verse 15.
比珍珠宝贝，你一切所喜爱都不足以比较。哦，你最喜欢什么？所有你最喜欢的都不能够跟智慧来比较。
And here it says, all the things that we like, all the things we desire, cannot even compare with wisdom.
为什么？
Why is this?
16节就解释了。
Verse 16 explains this.
他的右手有长寿。左手有富贵。
Verse 16 says, The length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor.
其实这个智慧就是讲神本身。
And we know here when it talks about wisdom, it is talking about God himself.
神是智慧的来源，神就是智慧的本身。所以哥林多前书说，耶稣就是我们的智慧。
And we know God is the source of wisdom, and God is wisdom himself. And that's why in Corinthians it says that Jesus is our wisdom.
所以我们如果认识主耶稣，
So if we know Jesus,
右手有长寿永生啊，永远不死。
On the right hand is a length of days, and that is eternal life. We will never die.
左手有富贵。
And on the left hand are riches and honor.
富，丰盛神的恩典。
The riches refer to the rich blessings of God.
死的有来世的富足，天国的荣耀。
And when we die in the next life, we have the wealth and glory of heaven.
贵呢？
And what about the honor?
非常的尊贵。
We know we are very noble.
你看主耶稣变貌。
Because when Lord Jesus transfigured,
哇，摩西、以利亚跟主耶稣一起啊，荣耀。
Moses and Elijah appeared together in glory.
我们的尊贵就做神的儿女。
And the nobleness we have is that we become the children of God.
27节。
17.
他的道是安乐的，他的路全是平安的。
Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace.
我们一直想要活得很快乐。
We all wish to live a very joyful life.
那怎么办？
So how do we do this?
所以说智慧带给我们的道，到最后引导的是很喜乐的。
And so this verse says, the ways that wisdom leads us on are ways of pleasantness or happiness.
为什么人会痛苦？
Why are people in pain?
有很多是因为没有走在神的道路上。
A lot of times it is because we do not walk on the way of God.
所以信仰要调整这个过程当然是很辛苦，但是我们调整了信仰，走在这个智慧的道路上，到最后你会活得很喜乐。
And so in the course of our faith, we have to adjust our way, and sometimes it can be painful. But if we can walk on the way that wisdom gives us, then it is a way of pleasantness.
因为神就是我们的满足。
Because God is what satisfies us.
那他的路是平安的。
And her paths are peace.
平安呢，照主耶稣说，就是没有忧虑，没有害怕。
According to Lord Jesus, peace means that there are no worries, there is no fear.
平安从哪里来？
Where does peace come from?
从神的同在来的。
Peace comes from God's abidance.
那如果我们走在智慧的道路上，
So if we walk on the paths of wisdom,
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
生活真的没有挂虑啊。
And then we will have no worries in life.
你也不会害怕。
And we will not be afraid.
这个就是平安。
And then we will have peace.
所以我们想想看。
So let us think.
这一个人有长寿。
This person has longevity.
有富贵。
He has wealth.
有喜乐。
He has happiness.
有平安。
He has peace.
这样的人世界上谁能够跟他相比？
Who in this world can compare to such a person?
没有办法相比的。
There's no way we can compare.
那这个人是谁？
So who is this person?
就是你，就是我。
This person is you and I.
所以我们发现我们是很蒙福的。
So we see that we are actually very blessed.
那为什么我们好像还没有完全体会到这些呢？
But why does it seem that we have not experienced this?
因为我们灵性还不够。
It is because we do not have enough spirituality.
跟神还有距离。
We still have a distance between us and God.
所以如果你越追求跟神越来越近，这些东西都实现了。
So if we pursue God and we draw closer to Him, then one by one these things will come to be true.
这就是信仰的价值。
And that is the value of our faith.
我想再问一个问题
So I want to ask everyone another question.
有一天我们都会死
One day we are all going to die.
在你要死离世之前你最挂虑的一件事情是什么？
But before you die, what is the one thing that you are thinking about that you are most concerned about?
那你要离世以前，你最挂虑的是什么？
Right before you are about to die, what is that one thing that you should be most concerned about?
我一直很遗憾，就是夏威夷没有去过。夏威夷再游一下死就没有问题了，是不是？
Is the one thing that we're concerned about is that we've never been to Hawaii, that we just hope we can go to Hawaii and take a swim before we die.
在你死以前，你最挂虑的是什么？
So what is the one thing that we are most concerned about before we die?
那个什么意思？得救。我想如果我们是一个跟神很亲近的人
But I'm thinking if we are a person who has a very close relationship with God
我们要离世以前
Before we die
所以挂虑只有一件事情
We will only be concerned about one thing
因为我们很亲近神所以我们知道神会带我们回天国
Because we are so close to God, we know God will bring us to heaven
我们最挂虑的一件事情就是 我们的下一代。
So the one thing that we will be concerned about is our next generation.
到底神是不是他们的神？
We would be concerned whether our God would also be their God.
这个是我们人生最后一个问题的，最后一个也是最重要一个问题。
And this is perhaps the last problem we will encounter in our lives, but also the most important.
神是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神是我们爸爸的神。
God is the God of our fathers.
神是我们的神。
God is the God of our God.
神是我们下一代的神啊。
But is our God also the God of our next generation?
因为神是我们的神。
Because God is our God.
所以我们刚刚所念的这些啊，很多人都有体验。
So all the verses that we just read, we have experienced before.
看起来他好像很普通，但是他什么恩典都有。
Although from the surface it seems that we are very simple, but underneath we have all sorts of blessings.
但是神如果不是我们下一代的神，
But if God is not the God of our next generation,
看起来什么都有，
Then although on the surface they may seem to have everything,
到最后你发现他什么都没有，
But in the end we will discover they have nothing.
也没有平安，
They have no peace.
虽然很多保险，心里没有平安，
They may have a lot of insurance taken out on them, but they have no peace in their hearts.
虽然我们留很多钱给他，但是他心里没有满足，不会喜乐。
We may leave them a lot of money, but there is no satisfaction in their hearts. There is no joy.
他没有长寿，他没有永生。
And they have no longevity because they do not have eternal life.
那既然没有神，很多都沉到罪里面了，是罪人，他也没有尊贵。
And if God does not abide with them, a lot of them will also sink into sin, so they become sinners.
当然也没有神的恩典。
And of course, there is no blessings from God.
也没有属灵的富足，天国的富足。
And there is no spiritual riches in heaven.
所以这一天一定会来到。
So this day will come.
我们最挂心的是我们下一代的信仰。
The one thing we are most concerned about is our next generation.
但是如果那一天来到了，我们才想起来，太慢了，因为你已经快断气了。
But if we only think about this topic on the day we die, then it is already too late because we are about to take our last breath.
所以，我们现在就是要预备，怎么让神是我们的神，也变成我们下一代的神。
Therefore, what we need to do now is start preparing now. How do we make our God also become the God of our children?
那这就是摩西的祷告。
And this is a prayer of Moses.
我们看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
啊，诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm number 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm number 90.
啊，十六节。
Verse 16.
愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。
Psalm 90 verse 16, Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children.
这段圣经在讲什么？
What is this passage talking about?
这段圣经在讲信仰的传承。
This passage is talking about the passing on of faith from generation to generation.
十六节第一句话就是愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，就是让求神让我们这一代的信仰有体验。
The first phrase of verse 16 is let your work appear to your servants, and that means he is praying that the next generation can have experience of God.
因为神的作为显现就是我们人的体验。
Because when God's work appear to us, that is us experiencing God.
如果神的作为不显现，神是一个灵啊，你根本就没有体验。
If the work of God does not appear because God is a spirit, then there is no way for us to experience Him.
所以有的人爱在心里是很爱啊，但是你没有行动表现出来，你的爸爸妈妈怎么知道你爱他？
So for some of us, we have such love in our hearts for our parents, but if we never show this love, how will our parents ever know that we love them?
那神这么大伟大的神，他要有一个作为显现。哦，神是这么伟大。
And for our God, such an awesome God, He has to Let his work appear, and then we will know how awesome he is.
愿你的荣耀向他的子孙显明。
And then may your glory appear to their children.
就是他们下一代。
And this is their next generation.
再下一代。
And also the one after that.
那神你的荣耀向他们显明，让他们对你有体验。
And here Moses is praying, God, may your glory appear to them that they may have experience.
信仰是一种产业。
Because faith is an inheritance.
这个是最重要一个产业。
This is the most important inheritance.
所以我们这一直在想，当然我们做父母要传什么给我们下一代。
So as parents, we keep thinking, What do we want to pass on to our next generation?
当然有的很重要。第一个，健康的身体。
Of course, some things are more important, and we think first we want to give them a healthy body.
哦，很多父母都很照顾小孩子，让他活得很健康。
So a lot of parents take good care of their children and make sure they live up health, grow up healthily.
你有健康的身体，你才有本钱呐。
Because only when they have a healthy body are they able to do anything.
那第二个大概就是知识。
And typically, the second thing that parents are concerned about is their knowledge.
因为所谓知识就是权力。
Because we know to have knowledge is to have power.
你懂得比人多。
If we know more than other people,
你就比别人有办法在这个社会存活。
Then we can survive better than other people in this world.
所以我们大家都很注重下一代的教育。
And that is why we see that we all care much about our next generation's education.
那除了这两项之外，
Aside from these two things,
我想属灵的产业最重要。
I think the spiritual inheritance is the most important.
我们先来看诗篇的十六篇。
So let us turn to Psalm chapter 16.
诗篇的十六篇。
Psalm 16.
诗篇的十六篇。
Psalm 16.
第五节。
Verse 5.
神是我的产业，是我杯中的份。我为你所得的，你为我持守。第六节。
Six.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好。这是大卫做的诗。
This is a psalm of David.
这个说神就是我的产业。
He says, O Lord, you are my inheritance.
是我杯中的份。
You are the portion in my cup.
那这个产业是坐落在佳美之处。
And this inheritance falls on the pleasant places.
这个佳美之处是灵界的，属灵的。
These pleasant places mentioned here are spiritual. It is in a spiritual realm.
那我的产业实在美好。
And then David says, Yes, I have a good inheritance.
箴言里面说哈，神叫人富足而不加上忧虑。
In Proverbs, it says that God causes a person to increase in wealth, but not increase in sorrow.
富足，神所赐给我们的福气啊，
And
让我们富足，不加上忧虑。
To be wealthy or to be abundant, but these blessings that God gives us to be abundant, but we do not have extra sorrow attached to it.
我们仔细看哦，世界上有哪一个富足不加上忧虑？
If we observe the people in this world, we can see whether there are anyone who is abundant in wealth but do not have any worries.
第一个明显就是财产多，烦恼很多。
The first thing we usually observe is that the more wealth we have, the more worries we have.
你如果有两栋房子，你也不能说我住两栋啊。
Because if we have two houses, we can't live in both houses at the same time.
那你就住一栋啊。
So we will only live in one house.
那另一栋是什么？租人啊。
And what we do with the other house, we would rent it out.
那开始租人头痛了。
But once we start renting the house, we have a lot of problems.
有时候你收不到钱。
Sometimes we don't get our rent.
有时候是房客把你乱搞。
Sometimes our tenant will mess up the house.
很多问题啊，有时候这里屋顶漏大泥坏，很多问题。
There would be an array of problems. Sometimes the roof would leak and other problems would occur.
房地产降价。
Or perhaps the value of the land decreases.
那怎么办？
So what do we do?
所以这是很多烦恼在里面啊。
So there are so many things we have to worry about.
那你放在银行。
But if we put the money in the bank,
没有利息,
there may be no interest.
投资股票,
if we invest in stocks,
怕股票崩盘,
we are afraid that the stock market will crash.
放在家里, 怕小偷偷,
but we put our wealth in our home, we're afraid that robbers will come and rob it.
所以你要放在哪里?
So where do we put it?
很多忧虑,
we have so many worries attached to it.
那第二个就是知识,
and the second thing is wisdom or knowledge.
圣经里面说, 知识增加, 什么, 忧伤增加。
The Bible also says the more knowledge we the more knowledge we gain, the more sorrow we also have.
真的是这样啊，因为
And this is true.
有一个弟兄在澳洲。
There is a brother who lives in Australia.
他很喜欢打高尔夫球。
And he loves playing golf.
但是他每一次打都怕怕的。
But every time he plays golf, he is a little afraid.
因为全世界里面这欧洲破最大洞的是在澳洲。
Because On the globe, the location that has the largest hole in the ozone layer is in Australia.
所以你常常打会皮肤癌的。
So if you play golf a lot, then you will have skin cancer.
他有这个知识，没有知识的打得很快的，根本就不会烦恼。
And because his brother has this knowledge, so he has all these concerns. If he didn't know this, then he would be playing happily.
所以知识多,忧伤多。
So we see the more knowledge we have, the more sorrow we have.
因为你可以看到人生很多的负面的一面, because 但是你找不到答案。
If we have the more knowledge we have, the more negative aspects of life we are able to see, but we have no answers for these.
所以这个知识丰富,从另一方面讲,头脑很愁烦。
So to have an abundance of knowledge also means that we have abundance of worries.
大家都知道,孩子多,烦恼也多。
So everyone knows, the more children we have, the more worry we will have.
那长寿呢?
What about longevity?
长寿,岁数多是不是真的有福气?
Is it really true that the longer we live, the more blessed we are?
有三个条件。
There are three conditions.
第一个,要健康。
First, we must be healthy.
第二个,
Second,
你需要老本啊,
we must have money.
所以你不需要向小孩子伸手要钱。
So we won't be like children, always stretching out our hands to receive money.
第三个, 你要有老伴, 所以你不会孤单。
Third, we must have a spouse so that we are not lonely.
你如果缺乏这三个条件, 活得很久是很痛苦的。
If we do not meet these three conditions, then even if we live a long life, we will be living in pain.
所以世界上啊, 任何所谓的富足啊, 都是有它的负面。
So all the abundance in the world has their negative side.
只有这里说我的产业坐落在佳美之处实在美好。
But only the inheritance mentioned here, when the inheritance has fallen to me in the pleasant places.
只有神里面那一种产业那一种富足没有负面的非常好。
Only the inheritance and abundance in God is good. And with no negative aspects.
所以摩西到要离世以前，他在写这个《生命记》哦，你仔细读《生命记》里面重复一个主题。
So before Moses died, he wrote the book of Deuteronomy. And if you reread the book of Deuteronomy, you'll notice that there is one thing that he is repeating.
就是他很挂虑以色列百姓会离开神。
And that is, he is very concerned that the Israelites will leave God.
所以他讲了好几次，我现在将祝福的话告诉你们，你们如果遵守神的道，敬畏神，你们一定蒙福。
So he keeps repeating to the Israelites that I tell you words of blessing now. If you obey God, God will bless you.
他是在讲他自己的体验啊。
And he is telling them his own experience.
他从王宫出来以后,
because after he left the palace,
一直他要离世以前,
and before he died,
差不多每一个时刻都在体验神。
Almost every moment of his life, he was experiencing God.
因为他跟神有很好的关系。
Because he had a very good relationship with God.
如果他跟神的关系切断,
if he was cut off from his relationship with God,
这些福气都没有了,
then all these blessings would be gone.
所以他知道,如果你们敬畏神,谨守他的诫命,神的恩典一定会充满你们。
So he knows very well that if they fear God and they obey his commandments, then God will bless them.
但是他说,
but he also said,
如果你们离开神,
if you leave God,
不守他的诫命,
if you do not keep his commandments,
咒诅就临到你们,
then a curse will come on you.
这是可怕的。
And this is terrifying.
摩西也体会到神生气的时刻,
because Moses has also experienced God's wrath.
是这么生气,
when God was so angry with the people, he wanted to destroy all of them.
所以这个神生气是不得了的。
So when God is angry, this is something that we need to be aware of.
因此他到年纪大的时候, 他没有挂虑什么, 他只挂虑他的下一代放弃神。
So we see that when Moses is old, he has no other concerns other than hoping that the Israelites will not leave God.
所以如果我们的下一代真的能够敬畏神,亲近神,
so if our next generation can truly fear God and draw close to God,
神变成他的神,
and our God becomes their God also,
是他的产业,
and becomes their inheritance,
我们死了真的没有挂虑,
when we die, we will die with no concerns or worries.
神怎么带领我们,神也会带领我们下一代。
Because how God has left our... How God has led our lives, God will also lead their lives.
神怎么祝福我们,神也会祝福我们下一代。
How God has blessed our lives, God will also bless their lives.
但是如果神不是我们下一代的神,
but if God is not the God of our next generation,
神怎么祝福我们,我们下一代就没有了。
How God blesses us, God will not bless them in the same way.
神怎么带领我们,下一代就没有了。
And how God led us in our lives, God will not lead them.
但是我们从实际来看,
but if we look at a practical example,
你仔细看教会,
if we look in the church,
就很实际的例子,
we can see a practical application of this.
有哪一个家庭传过五代一个都没有流失的?
If we look at any family, which family has their faith passed on for five generations without anyone leaving the church?
很少。
Very few.
如果你找得到这个家庭是蒙神很大的恩典。
If you can find such a family, then this family is greatly blessed by God.
有的到第一代，甚至第一代差不多流失了一半。
Because for most families, even at the first generation, half their family would leave the faith.
有的第一代保得住，到第二代一半流失了。
For some families, they are able to keep their faith in the first generation, but by the second, half would be gone.
有的到第三代差不多全部没有了。
Some, by the third generation, almost everyone have left the faith.
这是事实啊，我们眼睛可以看，你可以算得出来。
This is a fact, because our eyes can see, we can even count.
有哪一个在教会传过五代，连一个都没有流失的？
Which family has the faith passed on for five generations without anyone in the family leaving the faith?
真的很少。
We see that truly there are very few.
所以我们活着有很多很重要的事情啊。
So as we live, we have very important things to do in our life.
但是最重要的事情。
But the most important thing.
要注重我们的下一代。
It is to pay attention to the faith of our next generation.
父母对小孩子的恩典有几种。
The grace that a parent gives to their children have several types.
第一个是生育。
One is the grace of giving birth to them.
第二个是养育。
Second is to raise them.
第三个是教育。
Third is to educate them.
但是最难的是教育。
But the most difficult of these things a parent can give to a children is educating them.
那这个教育里面呢、啊，又分好几种。
And even in educating a child, there are several ways to educate.
学校教育。
There is education from the school.
品德教育。
There's education of character.
信仰教育。
There's education of faith.
信仰教育最重要，但是最难。
The education of faith is the most important, but also the most difficult.
所以神是给我们下一代，是给我们一个产业。
So God gives us our children as an inheritance.
这是最重要一件事情，就是要注重我们下一代信仰的栽培。
So the most important thing to us is to pay attention to the cultivation of our next generation's faith.
那要怎么做？
So how do we do this?
这是我们值得想的。
This is something worthy of our pondering.
我们先来看申命记，再回来看诗篇九十篇。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy, and then we'll come back to Psalm number 90.
诗篇的申命记的第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
以色列啊，你要听。主我们的神是独一的主，第五节。
Five.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神，第六节。
Six.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，第七节。
Seven.
要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里行在路上，躺卧起来都要谈论，第八节。
Eight.
要系在手上为记号，戴在额头上为经文，第九节。
Nine.
要写在你的房屋门框上，并且你的城门上。这个第四节到第九节在讲什么？
What is verse 4 to 9 talking about?
是在讲人的努力。
It is talking about the work of a person.
然后诗篇九十篇我们刚刚读那在讲什么？
So what have we just read in Psalm number 90?
那是神的祝福。
Psalm number 90 is talking about the blessing of God.
如果我们要栽培我们下一代的信仰，需要有人的努力，还要加上有神的祝福。
So to cultivate the faith of our next generation, we need to work hard ourselves, put forth an effort, and also be blessed by God.
这个两个配合起来啊，才能够有果效。
When these two things work together, will there be any fruit?
人有人当尽的本分，但是人做不到的，需要求神来帮助。
Because as people, we have our own responsibilities and duty in raising our children, but where we cannot fulfill our duties, God will help us.
好，那这个人的努力要怎么做？
So how do we fulfill our duty?
我们再来念。
So let us read this.
第四节，以色列啊，你要听。
Verse 4, hear, O Israel.
这什么意思？
What does it mean, hear?
以色列是神的选民。
Israel is the people of God.
是不列在万民当中的民。
It is a people who is not listed among all the nations in the world. 所以
这个以色列啊，就是提醒你们的身份是谁。
So when Moses cries out, O Israel, he is reminding the people of their status.
今天我们要了解我们的身份。
Today we must know our status.
到底我是谁？
Who are we?
虽然种族上我们不一样。
Even though we may be people of different races.
在文化上也可能不同。
And perhaps even people of different cultures.
但是我们有同一个身份。
But we all have the same status.
就是 在属灵上我们是神的选民。
And that is spiritually, we are the chosen people of God.
这个是最重要一个身份。
This is the most important status in the
world. 因为这一个身份是永远不会消失的。
Because this status is a status that will never disappear.
其他任何一个身份都会消失。
All the other types of status we have in the world will be gone one day.
因为其他任何一个身份都是在地上的。
Because all the other statuses we have in the world are only on this world.
地上的生活结束了，身份就没有了。
Once our lives end on this world, the status will also end.
只有我们是神的子民。
Only the fact that we are the children and people of God.
这个身份不会消失。
This status will never disappear.
这是最宝贵的。
This is the most precious.
但是很可惜，有时候我们常常发现，有很多人对这个身份不痛不痒。
But what is most pitiable is that sometimes we see that people do not care much for this status.
这个最重要。
But this is the most important.
要这样，我们下一代第一个要有身份的自觉。
So when we teach our next generation, first we need to teach them to know who they are.
犹太人从公元70年亡国。
The Jewish people lost their kingdom in AD 70.
到1948年复国。
And it was until 1948 that they revived their king, their nation.
亡国差不多1900年。
So their kingdom had a time span about
1900年。
Approximately 1900 years.
流散在全世界各处。
Where the people of Israel were scattered all over the world.
但是犹太民族没有被同化。
But we see that the Jewish people were never assimilated.
这是历史上的奇迹啊。
This is a miracle that we can see from history.
王国没有被同化，这个世界上找不到的。
We cannot find another kingdom in this world that has not been assimilated or conformed.
那为什么犹太人王国没有被同化？
So why is it that the Israelite kingdom were not assimilated?
那个力量就是犹太教的力量。
We see the strength is the strength of their religion, Judaism religion.
太阳一下山，守安息日。
Because once the sun sets, they will start keeping the Sabbath.
全世界的犹太人都是一样。
All the Jews in the world do the same.
是1948年以前的。
Before 1948.
所以犹太教的力量让他们没有被同化。
So we see that their Jewish faith gives them strength.
他们一直提醒我是犹太人。
They keep reminding themselves, we are Jews.
今天我们要提醒我们是神的选民。
Today we must remind ourselves, we are the people of God.
那这个身份往上提高，我们才会注重下一句话。
Only when we elevate the status will we pay attention to the next.
耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
主是什么？
What does it mean, Lord?
主宰。
Lord means the Lord over our masters.
这是一种价值观。
This is a matter of perspective.
主耶稣说一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
Because Lord Jesus says a person cannot serve two masters.
他讲另外一个主是什么？马门。
And what is the other master he is talking about? Mammon.
马门的对面是什么？神。
Opposite of Mammon is God.
可见说人有两套的价值观。
And so sometimes as people we have two different value systems.
一套的价值观是世界的。
One value system is the world's value system.
现在大半都有钱为主啊。
And for most civilizations we use money as something that sets the value system.
你这个人什么价值？看你一年收入多少。
We look at a person and how much they make a year to determine how much they are worth.
所以失业的可怕不在乎说他没有钱生活，有的人根本就不在乎那个。
So when a person loses their job, what is scary to them is not the fact that they may have no more money.
因为有时候是在别人的面前好像变成我没有用的，没有价值的。
But what is scary to them is that they appear useless and worthless in front of other people.
这个是站在这个世界价值观来看事情。
And this is what we see if we stand on the world's value system and look at the world.
但是如果我们站在信仰的观点来讲，
But we stand in the perspective of faith.
最有价值的就是独一的主，就是天上的神。
The most valuable thing is the one true God, the Lord in heaven.
那如果这个是最有价值的，
And if this is the most valuable,
我们在做每一个判断，做每一个决定，都是以这个做集中的考虑。
Before making any decision or any consideration, we use this as our focal point.
如果我要读书，
If we are to study,
我最后会想，这个读书使我跟神的关系有什么影响？
We would think through, how would the studying affect our relationship with God?
如果要搬家，
If we are to move,
我会想，
We would think,
我这样搬家对我的信仰有什么影响？
If I move now, how would this affect my faith?
如果要就业，
if I am about to take up a job,
我会想这样的就业不只是说收入多少升迁机会多少最终的考虑是对我的信仰有什么影响
We do not simply consider how much a salary is or how much we like the job, but ultimately we consider whether this will affect our relationship with God.
因为耶和华我们的神是独一的主
Because the Lord our God is one.
是最有价值的
He is the most valuable.
身份一提高价值观就很清楚
Once we elevate our status, then we can see things with a clear perspective.
那这个价值观念清楚之后，下面就我们下一代怎么教
？So once we have a clear perspective, we can see how do we teach our next generation.
我们常常听人讲，我跟我孩子讲，他就不听啊。
We often hear people say, "I teach my children, but they refuse to listen."
好像我讲完就责任就尽了。
It seems as though we just have to speak to them once, and we are done with our duty.
那如果我们回到这段圣经，好像不是这样子。
But we come back to this passage in the Bible, we see that.This is probably not the case.
讲教导下一代是第七节。
We see that to teach our children by speaking to them is in verse 7.
但是第五节是另外一种教导。
But starting from verse 5, this is teaching them in a different way.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul with all your strength.
这个代表什么?
What does this stand for?
生活的榜样。
This means that we need to lead an example with our lives.
是没有声音的教导。
This is a type of teaching without words.
小孩子很会学习
Because children can learn very easily.
你如果安息日聚完会就溜了，因为太辛苦了，回家休息。
If we quickly run home after Sabbath service because it's too tiring.
你想想看，你要叫我们的下一代以后早上下午都在这里聚会啊。
We have to think about, are we also teaching our children that they should stay on church on the Sabbath day for service?
我们讲叫他整天聚会，他会听啊。
If we tell them to come to church the whole day, would they listen to us?
他从小就看你小孩子小小你就带他就溜了
Because since young they see that you, the way that you brought them up is that you leave church whenever you want
没有办法叫他守安息日的
So when we try to teach them that they need to keep the Sabbath
就这个尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神
It would be difficult So here it says we have to love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul and all our strength
以爱神的生活来做榜样让下一代这样一直学习一直效法
With a life of loving the Lord, we set an example for the next generation.
在《使徒行传》里面，我们看出有四种家庭。
So in the book of Acts, we see that there are four types of families.
第一种家庭，全家信主。
The first type of family, the entire household believed together.
这是进出的家庭。
And this is the family of the Philippian jailer.
第二种家庭。
The second type of family.
全家敬畏神。
It is a type of family where the entire family fears God.
这是哥尼流的家庭。
This is the family of Cornelius.
第三种家庭。
The third type of family.
全家服侍神。
Is where the whole family serves God together.
这是腓力的家庭。
This is the family of Philip.
第四的家庭。
The fourth type of family.
他的家里面有教会。
It is where the church is in the family.
百基拉、亚基拉的家庭。
This is the family of Priscilla and Aquila.
那这一种家庭这样一直在成长，这个就是爱主一个很具体的表现。
So in these four types of families, we see that.Families have to grow in their faith, and this is a practical way we can see to grow in our faith.
这个是我们带领家庭的一个方向啊。
This is a direction that we can lead our families.
所以家庭里面最重要的不是什么很高的物质生活水准。
So the most important thing to a family is not a high living standard.
不是的。
This is not the most important thing.
是一个有属灵实质的家庭生活。
But it is a family with a spiritual substance in their faith.
是爱神的家庭的这种生活。
A family who lives a life of loving God.
那我们下一代这样在这样一直学习，一直学习。
So our next generation can see this and continue to learn.
当他长大的时候，他已经从他父母学到了啊，我们真的要以神为主啊。
And once they grow up, they have already learned from their parents that they must view God as the most important thing in their lives.
尽心、尽力。尽意爱主我们的神。
So we have to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength.
用榜样来教导我们下一代。
Using our own examples, we teach our next generation.
那接下去在第七节。
And next, we can look at verse 7.
说你要殷勤教训儿女。
We shall teach our children diligently.
教导什么?
So what do we teach them?
不是教导美国的文化。
We are not teaching them the culture of America.
他跟朋友混在一起，在学校里面，他是一下就懂了。
Because when they are socializing with their friends or at school, they can learn this immediately.
教导什么？
So what do we teach?
第六节。
Verse 6.
我今日所吩咐你的话，你要记在心上。
These words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
就在教导神的话。
So we teach them the word of God.
那要教导神的话，我们本身要先下功夫去研究。
So before we teach our children the word of God, we have to first spend effort and hard work to learn the word of God ourselves.
我们常常会很惊讶发现。
Sometimes we shock ourselves and discover.
你这一讨论会一来，你发现每个人观念都不一样。
That whenever we have a discussion or some type of group activity, we discover everyone has a different perspective.
不是信主三四十年，每个观念都不一样。
And we would be amazed how everyone are believers of 30, 40 years, but people believe in different things.
所以有时候你看同一个问题，同一个问题，在每一个家庭，父母对他的教法不一样。
So we see that in facing the same problem, every family teaches their children to deal with the problem a different way.
这有的是文化。
Some of this is dependent on culture.
有的是个人的喜好。
Some is dependent on personal interests.
但是最重要是神的话。
But the most important is the word of God.
我们的观念要真理化。
So our perspective, our values have to be in line with the truth.
你的想法就跟圣经的真理原则一样。
Our thinking, our principles have to be same as the truth in the Bible.
那这样我们来教导下一代。
And this is how we teach our next generation.
那从第八节开始。
So starting from verse 8.
就在讲生活环境。
It is talking about our living environment.
要系在手上，额上，要写在房屋门框上。
We find them as a sign on our hand, on the front list between our eyes, on the doorposts of our house.
生活环境啊，要有属灵的环境。
And that means the living environment has to be a spiritual environment.
那这些是我们人应该尽的本分。
And these things are the duty of people.
那这个都做完了，那接下去我们就会回来诗篇九十篇。
And once we have fulfilled our duty in teaching our children this way, then we can turn back to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
16节。
Verse 16.
愿你的作为向你的仆人显现。
Let your work appear to your servants.
求神啊，让我们这一代信仰有体验。
So we have to pray to God and ask Him to give the next generation experience.
因为信仰有体验，信仰才会活泼，才会有力量。
Because only a faith that has experience can be a lively faith.
当我们在跟下一代讲那个信仰，不是讲理论啊，是讲我们体验的神。
And so we have to ask God to give us His experience because when we tell our next generation about our faith, we have to have experience to tell them.
信仰如果没有体验，
because our God is not just theory, if our faith has no experience.
有时候我们信久之后，你信仰会越来越没有力量。
Sometimes the longer we believe, the weaker our faith becomes.
很容易被同化。
And it is very easy for us to be assimilated into the world.
你看圣经里面讲以利亚。
So in the Bible, we look at Elijah.
以利亚要把以色列百姓从拜偶像带回来拜真神。
Elijah needed to bring the Israelite people and turn them away from worshiping idols to worship the one true God.
因为他们周围这些外族人的文化就是拜巴利。
Because all the surrounding people around them worship the god Baal.
那在这个文化影响，他也跟着去拜巴利。
And because they are affected by their culture, the culture around them, they also worship Baal.
那以利亚就先理论上跟他们讲。
And so Elijah told them the concept of believing in God first.
如果你们祖宗拜的不是真神。
And he told them, if what your ancestor or who your ancestors worship is not the true God,
你就弃掉他，去拜巴利吧。
Then you should just forsake this God and go worship Baal.
如果你们拜的祖宗拜的是真神。
But if the God your ancestors worship is the true God,
那你要把这个巴利全部都拿掉。
Then you must throw away these Baals.
这是理论上一种说明啊。
So we see that this, he was trying to reason with them with logic.
但是以色列百姓怎么做？
But what did the Israelites do?
众民一言不答。
The people were silent.
他不愿意做选择。
They refused to make a choice.
因为他如果选择拜真神。
Because if they choose to worship the true God,
会被当时的文化所孤立。
They will be despised by the culture at the time.
但是他如果选择拜巴利。
But if they choose to worship Baal,
他们知道咒诅会临到。
They know that they will be cursed.
所以两只脚踏两只船。
And so they have each foot stepping on a different boat.
那后来是在献祭的时候他们看到了。
But it is only when they were offering a sacrifice did they witness.
他看到巴利的这个先知啊，从早上跳舞到晚上拿刀子割自己，什么都没有发生。
They witnessed how the prophets of Baal started cutting themselves and worshiping their god from morning to dusk.
这不是活神啊。
And this is not a living god.
现在换以利亚来献祭。
So when it was Elijah's turn to offer sacrifice,
先把那个水浇在这个祭物上。
they poured water on the sacrifice.
就是不可能着火了。
So it was impossible for it to catch on fire.
但是以利亚献祭, 火从天上降下来。
But once Elijah offered this sacrificial animal, fire came down from heaven.
神的能力降临。
And the power of God descended.
以色列百姓看到, 马上回头。
So when the Israelites people saw this, immediately they turned back.
就把巴利杀掉了，这些先知都杀掉了。
They killed all the prophets of Baal.
所以今天我们信仰需要有体验。
So today we need to have experience in our faith.
我们的心才会回心转意归向神。Only
then will our hearts turn back to focus on God.
你看有的年轻的时候很热心。
If we look at some people, they may be very fervent when they're young.
以后都太忙了，或者怎么样哦，离开教会太远就。 渐渐就没有亲近神，信仰就没有体验。
But the older they grow, perhaps they are too busy or live far away than from church. Then they slowly grow weaker in their faith because they have no experience.
你问他真神是不是真的？当然是啊。
And if you ask them, is God the true God? And they will say, of course, yes.
但是信仰越来越没有力量，已经跟外邦人一样了。
But their faith has grown weaker and weaker, and they are no different than an unbeliever.
那信仰已经快要流失了。
And they have almost lost their faith.
没有体验。
Because they have no experience.
所以这个体验很重要，我们这一代要追求体验。So
experiences in our faith is very important. Our generation needs to pursue after experiences in our faith.
那下一代呢？
So what about our next generation?
如果我们注重教导我们下一代。If
we value educating our next generation.
我们下一代到大学毕业听了很多神的事情。
By the time our next generation has graduated from college, they have heard a lot of things about God.
神的全能。
They heard about God's power,
神的慈爱,
God's love,
神的公义,
God's justice,
神的带领,
God's guidance,
听了很多,
and they have heard a lot of teachings,
没有体验,
but they have no experience.
问题在没有体验,
the problem lies that they have no experience.
这个没有体验的信仰让他很难在青少年当中能够抓得住，很稳的，不会受引诱。
This faith that is without experience makes it very difficult them in their youth to grab onto God.
所以我们要为我们下一代祷告。
So we must pray for our next generation.
主啊, 求你的荣耀向他们显明。
And pray to God, asking God, may your glory appear to them.
每一个困难都是体验神的机会。
So that in every difficulty, it is an opportunity to experience God.
如果我们的下一代体验到神,
if our next generation can experience God,
他们的心就会归向神。
Their hearts will turn towards God.
他们的信仰就会活泼。
Their faith will become lively.
就会火热。
And they will become zealous.
我常常在想，我们的美国的神学训练呢，这确实方向是对的。
I've often been thinking the theological training program in the U.S. is going in the correct direction.
因为除了说圣经的教导，很注重青年带领他们祷告。
Because especially the youth theological seminars, because aside in teaching them the truth of the Bible, we also lead them in praying.
有一些地方这个神学训练呢，就好像在学校里面在。
Because we see that the theological seminaries of some locations are simply like taking classes at a school.
那最后你会发现哦，训练很多，找不到一个青年会现身。
But in the end, we see that after training for so long, we cannot find a single youth that is willing to dedicate themselves.
因为头脑是知道，没有体验。
Because their mind is full of knowledge, but they have no experience.
没有体验，没有感动。
And with no experience, they are not moved.
知道，天国很好。
They know. In their minds that heaven is good.
服侍神很好,
and they know that it is good to serve God.
你没有体验, 心里没有感动, 你不会想说,
but they have no experience, so their hearts are not moved, and they would not want to go.
但是如果比较注重祷告的这些神学训练,
but in the theological seminaries that focus more on prayer,
很多人真的有去摸到神,
and a lot of people have truly touched
有神的感动在里面,
God, and God has moved them.
所以他们很想要服侍神。
Then we see that they want to serve God because they have experience.
所以信仰的体验太重要了。
So experience in our faith is so important.
我们在带领教会的方向,
in guiding the church in the right direction,
不只是知识的灌输,
it is not simply putting in knowledge. We must have experience in God.
这就是摩西的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Moses.
求神让我们有活泼的信仰。
That God may give us a lively faith.
使我们能够把信仰传给下一代，让他的信仰也很活泼。
So that we may pass on our faith to the next generation, so their faith can also be lively.
把最宝贵的产业传给我们下一代。
So that we can pass on to our next generation the most valuable inheritance.
一起默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.